Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Hey, you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. As we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio, Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, Bogish with your updates till 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. Hour number one, a lot of it spent on Magic stepping down in Los Angeles, the final home games of two NBA icons in Dirk Nowitzki and also in Dwayne Wade in Dallas and Miami, respectively, last night. And both of them went for, ironically enough, 30 points. We kick off this hour with a legend in Green Bay, and that is Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as the drama continues to persist with him, as one of his former teammates, Greg Jennings, made the rounds yesterday. Did a couple of interviews and basically said that Aaron knows where I'm at. He's got my number. If he disputes what I had to say in that Bleacher Report column, got to remember Greg Jennings is the one that said Aaron Rodgers got ticked off at him for going up to Brett Favre after a game when Brett Favre, I guess, was a member of the Minnesota Vikings and started to talk or congratulate him or whatever it might be, make small talk after the game, and Rodgers got ticked off at him. Now, Rodgers is sticking to the whole idea of it being a quote-unquote smear attack and a writer trying to advance his quote-unquote career, Taz. But, you know, you see Jennings out there, and Rodgers wanted to minimize the impact and say that it was a couple, you know, former teammates that were jealous or
bitter.
Yeah, bitter or irrelevant. You know, Greg Jennings was not an irrelevant wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, and he let it be known yesterday that what he had to say was absolutely true and did happen.
I just don't, you know, and that's cool, and I respect Jennings that he said, you know, hey, you know where I am, Aaron, you got my number, or whatever the hell he said. The initial thing, for me personally, my opinion, I don't think you should go out and say stuff bad about people that you share the locker room with once you leave that locker room, no matter what your reasons for leaving that locker room. I never did that in my career. If you and I were not working together anymore, I'm not the type of guy to go in 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, and do an interview and say, oh, I really, you know, Moose was this, Moose was that. When I worked, I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't believe in that. I don't know. Maybe it's just where I was raised. I don't believe in that. I understand that it's a different day and age, and with social media, how a lot of these guys are. It's just I didn't grow up like that. So to me, when I hear that, I'm like, I think more of Jennings. Like, why did you even say anything? Like, why, you know? I mean, look, if you're in a position where you're an analyst or a color commentator, and then you're put in that spot where you have to say something, I think there's way. I do it on my podcast about other wrestlers. I won't rip guys that I worked with. I just don't do that. I try not to. I'll give an honest opinion or whatever, but I believe in that. Look, these two guys did good stuff together, Jennings and Rodgers. Why? I know we're talking about Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is a lightning rod. Okay, he's a hot topic. Jennings is not. I get that. But my point is, my feeling is, I want to say my opinion. I didn't like that he initially did that. But now once it's out there and then Rodgers says, well, they're bitter and all that, I don't think Rodgers should have fueled it. But he did. And now Jenny says, okay, well, that's the thing. It's back and forth, and it's so immature. And
yeah,
now it's like,
you know. I mean, I get the idea of spilling the beans on teammates and the like, Taz. I look at what Jenny's had to say. I mean, I think that's competitive fire. I mean, I think I don't look at that as being, pulling the curtains back, as you like to say.
Yeah. I mean, his first thing he said?
Jennings. Yeah. I don't know if I look at it that way, because I've seen other guys say that about, former players. I've seen, I think it's more of a case of I've heard instances of it in the NBA where the Jordan, Barkley, Bird, Magic era We're going to chat with Rick Mahorn a little later on in the program. The bad boy Pistons era of, you know, of basically us against the world. You know, you're not going to be, you know, patting guys on the back. And that has changed. I mean, that has changed. And you know, I look at that different than what, you know, others have said about, you know, Rodgers being passive aggressive. See, I look at that being competitive. You know, what Jennings had to say, to me, I don't think makes Rodgers look bad. I mean, I don't. I think that's the competitive nature. Right. Listen, he's the competition now. I don't care what you did when he was here. He's now the competition. Right. I don't like the idea.
Remember, we talked about this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We talked about it at the time. I don't look at it on the same level as Taz's former teammates, unnamed now. This was not Jennings. Unnamed former teammates saying that he's passive aggressive. Bring up the fact of, you know, that he had, he thought, you know, Mike McCarthy had the lowest IQ of any coach that's ever coached him. I mean, all those things.
Right, right.
I think make Rodgers look really bad.
No, I agree with that.
I didn't even really look at that Favre one as an example of really making Rodgers look all that bad. But Greg Jennings went out there and basically backed up what he said. And I get the point that you're making. But in today's day and age, guys are going to be more open to telling you what exactly is going behind closed doors, and there's more opportunities to do it online, digitally, social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it might be. There's more opportunities to do it. Now, when Rodgers comes out and says, "I love Mike McCarthy," I mean, come on.
That's
a
little hogwash.
Well, there does come a point where you got to put the boots on. Right. And Rodgers, as we broke down his initial statement, Taz, when this story did come out, and he did address it, and we broke it down yesterday for you here on Taz and the Moose, I can't take Rodgers seriously, right? I really can't. I mean, when we know they can't stand one another.
Right, right.
Right? We know that Rodgers couldn't stand McCarthy. We know that.
Right.
I mean, that's been well documented. That's been reported. Guys close to the Packers have been reporting.
We talked about it most of the season.
How do you come out with a straight face and say that that you have no issue with Mike McCarthy, that you love McCarthy?
Yeah, he should. Yeah, that's because it's BS. I mean, yeah, I agree.
But what's the point?
Rodgers,
I mean,
you
just
come
own
off
it.
As uncredible when you're Aaron Rodgers doing that. But, right, just own it at that point. You don't have to
come out and lie.
Yeah, but you don't have to lie either. You don't have to say, "Yeah, I think he's a real douche." You don't have to do that, but you could just say, "Yeah, no, him and I didn't see eye to eye that much. I respect his success, and that's that." You take the high road, but, you know, instead of lying road, he's like, "I love him. I love McCarthy." No, you don't, Aaron Rodgers. Everybody knows you don't.
Well, and that's where then I look at it and say, well, then I'm starting to believe more and more of that report in the Bleacher Report.
That there's some truth.
Well,
right,
that there's a lot of truth to it. Yeah. Not some truth.
Right.
I'm looking at it and saying a lot of it's probably true because, you know, you're looking at a guy in Aaron Rodgers who's trying to spin a story, Taz, and tell you a story that's completely not true.
Right.
And he's trying to make himself look better. Like, if you're going to be a guy that's going to be, "Oh, it's me against the world," and Barry Bonds, perfect case in point. Barry Bonds could care less whether you liked him or not.
Right.
He did not care.
I love that.
He was one of those guys that he went to the ballpark whether you booed him or cheered him. And I'm sure he enjoyed being cheered. But if you could not stand him, it did not affect him on a day-in, day-out basis. Alex Rodriguez, another example of a guy that just needed to be loved. If Aaron Rodgers wants to carry the chip on his shoulder and he doesn't care necessarily what people think about him, then he can't come out and make the statements that you are making and be hypersensitive to this story when it does come out because of the perception that it paints you in, which is not a positive light.
Right. No, I agree. And Rodgers, listen, he's known. He's known to have that kind of, you know, we've talked about it, what he's done with younger receivers and calls them out. And I remember that. I remember that in the preseason. And he was ticked off and he didn't hide it with Jordy Nelson being moved to Oakland and stuff like that. And the quarterback coach, his name escapes me, that was fired and he didn't know, unbeknownst to Aaron Rodgers. You know, what's the quarterback coach?
Van Pelt.
Van Pelt, right. And, yeah, so, you know, I mean, if you really are a guy that wants to be loved and liked, then you keep all of that stuff that you're hot about, that you're pissed about, quiet behind closed doors. But he didn't. And it's known. Everybody knows he's kind of a, you know.
Well, I mean, he probably wasn't expecting it to come out in the style and fashion which he did. But then don't compound the problem by lying about it, by trying to convince us that this is not the case, that you had an affection for Mike McCarthy, that you love Mike McCarthy, even though we know last year that he was changing plays on Mike McCarthy and looked at his offense as being antiquated and not up to the times of what was at that time 2018 NFL offensive football, Taz. So I mean, what's the point? I mean, I look at it and say, well, if you're Rodgers, why do you need to come out? And if this is it, just own it. Why? What's the need to come out and address it? It's not like you're going to make less money. It's right. Not like that Allstate is all of a sudden going to drop you as a pitch man, right? I mean, they
love him.
He's been with them for, what, 5 years? If yeah, that, maybe six. He's been there for a long, long time, right?
Great
so
brand.
He's not losing them as an advertiser, and he's not going to lose them as being a pitch man. So what's the point if you're Aaron Rodgers? Just own it.
Right.
Just own it. You want to be the angry quarterback of the NFL? You want to be up against me, against the world, be ticked off that you dropped in the NFL draft? You know, say, it's my way or the highway, then just own it.
Right.
Why do you need to now spin lies that nobody's going to believe?
Yeah. No.
Because that even makes you look even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know, because you look like you're two-faced. You know, it's hypocritical, you know. So, yeah, he's as great as he is, it's like, it's unfortunate as he's getting older. There's more and more of the narrative on him, not just from our show, but a lot of radio and TV shows, this type of narrative on him. I mean, and it's that negative spin on his demeanor. And, yeah, and we all make sure we say he's a great player. He's a great quarterback. Well, he is. He is a great quarterback, you know. But even though Tom Brady, and I can't stand the Patriots and I can't stand Brady. I can't.
Go! Pass!
But, I respect Brady, and you never really hear a lot of this stuff with Brady. Nothing. Like, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but when you hear Brady, at times you think of Aaron Rodgers. When you hear Rodgers, think of Brady, because they're the two, for so many years in the NFL, the two best quarterbacks, right? So everybody says that, and it's true. So they're different people, and I respect that. I'm not saying they should be the same people, but at least with Tom Brady, he doesn't, there's not this. You know, he keeps stuff quiet about teammates. He's that, you know, whoever he's telling is keeping his stuff on the down low. You know, where Aaron Rodgers, his people, there's a major leak in that system. And maybe he wants it leaked. I don't know. Because his stuff comes out to the public all the time.
Right. I mean, it came out in this instance, right? I mean, this is kind of like a flushing of Aaron Rodgers.
This is a flushing, right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I mean, this is, you know, 8,000-word piece in the Bleacher Report on what went wrong in Green Bay. And McCarthy and Rodgers are the two main topics and points of conversation. I mean, listen, I heard, you know, Rodgers was ornery, you know, maybe a little bit of a difficult personality at times. No doubt, nobody doubted the talent of Aaron Rodgers, Taz. But, you know, I didn't hear about these great disputes with Mike McCarthy until this past year. I mean, I didn't hear about anything like that. So that got thrown out there this year. You mentioned Tom Brady. I mean, the only instance you heard about Tom Brady was when, you know, when he went up to Tim Tebow, Aaron Hernandez was still a member of the Patriots, and he went up to Tebow and said, you know, your former teammate's tough to handle or something like that. Remember when that came out?
How do you say it? Remember that?
So, I mean, that was, and that got caught on either audio or camera, whatever it might be, or someone overheard it and relayed the story and got thrown out there. Aside from that, I mean, no, I mean, there hasn't really been all that much with Tom Brady, but isn't that just the quote-unquote Patriot way?
It is, but the one thing about Brady, the one thing that did jump out was with Garoppolo. Like, when Garoppolo was there as his backup,
right?
There was definitely, and that's just Brady being competitive. He didn't want this guy, you know, on the field. You know, he didn't want him on the field, and you saw why once you saw how real, you know, how good Garoppolo can be. That's the competitiveness, though. It's a little bit different.
Well, and you heard that with Rodgers and Favre, too. But you didn't hear this with Brady.
No.
These kind of examples.
No. I
mean,
I agree
this kind of these kind of stories. You're right about that. I mean, the Hernandez story, the Garoppolo example, right. Those are a couple. Getting into it with Bill O'Brien on the sideline being another one. But for the most part, and then with his TB12 guy, Alex Guerrero. That's been kind of
he was
like,
loyal to his trainer guy, and
those have been the main talking points surrounding, you know, Tom Brady and his New England Patriot run to go along with 9 Super Bowl appearances and 6 championships.
Have we ever heard any, man, I don't know if I'm missing, any former Patriots rip Brady, like, for the type of his personality? I think they all kind of praise him, right?
Yeah, like, I haven't heard anybody.
I've never heard anybody, and I'd love to.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody.
I'd love to tell you.
Not to the level that they rip Rodgers.
No, he's hated.
Not to that level.
Must suck to go to work when nobody likes you.
Yes, we went over this, yeah.
That just sticks out to me.
Why does that stick out to you?
It just does. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like maybe, you know, maybe that's how people feel about, you know who.
About who?
Mikey B.
you know, so.
Nah.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I have one ex-Patriot. It was this past season. Ted Johnson ripped Tom Brady for being irresponsible about comments regarding the brain.
Linebacker?
Yeah, but nothing regarding his playing. Yeah. But nothing about his playing or anything like that. He just didn't like his comments.
How deep did your team have to dig for that? My point is, there's not a lot out there about Brady getting ripped by Pats, right? That's what I'm saying, you know? Ted Johnson.
Yeah, Ted Johnson. I think he played at Colorado, I believe.
I don't know where he played in college.
I think he played
a tall linebacker. Right? Wasn't he a tall guy, like a real tall linebacker?
Yeah,
I remember him.
Number 52, I believe.
I think you're right.
And I think, unfortunately, if I memory serves me correct, that he might be suffering from early CTE.
Oh, really? Ted Johnson?
I thought I remember reading that, but I could be wrong. But he did leave. I know he left the NFL for concussions. He did leave that and dealing with the after effects of concussions and suffering too many in the National Football League, which ended his career a little bit prematurely.
We're talking about Rodgers and concussions. His season ended with a concussion. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The XFL is going to bring some new conversions, 1-, 2-, and 3-point conversions when they launch in 2020. We'll explain. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job, and odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy to you for you to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills, backgrounds, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant, qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire that you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/Taz. Terms and conditions apply.
This is WWE superstar, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On Wednesday morning, we'll get into the some of the rules with the XFL. They are unveiled a little bit. We'll get into that. This Taz throws some paper away. Bogus is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Strolling, they laughing and rolling their eyes because I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Good morning, everybody.
Listen, don't ever do what you did earlier off air to me, sir. We're going to have a problem. Just telling you. But you know what I mean?
I actually.
Before the show started, by invading my privacy about my break time in the summertime. Don't do it again. Nosy man.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, you're nosy.
Me and Mike trying to help.
Moose wasn't there. There's no idea what we're talking about. I'll tell him later.
No, he
he's
apologized nosy. For you to you before.
Dude, he attacked me.
I do know what you're talking about because he apologized.
Okay. Yeah, it was so annoying.
About whether or not you're working Memorial Day?
No, it wasn't just Memorial Day. Please don't share my business to the public. Moose. Thanks. I knew you have to do it, right?
What?
I mean, that, but that wasn't that anyway. You're on the wrong date. You don't need to share my.
Well, that's what he apologized for.
No, it was.
I don't know the other dates. I'm just telling you what I heard.
It's not about. It's just an overview. It's an overview.
Whether or not he's working July
4th? No, it's not that either. It's
Labor
overview.
Day.
It's
Sorry.
Labor Day?
It's not that one either.
Boxing Day.
That's it. Arbor Day. You got it. Boxing Day. The Canadian Thanksgiving Christmas.
NFL
just actually, the best thing for you to do, Andrew, is don't even talk to me before the show. Actually, don't even talk to me during the show. How about
I
that?
Lost Moose yesterday, so I thought I only had you left, and I ruined that before the show went on the air today. So.
And then, as I'm sitting there in my cubicle, because I haven't earned enough credibility in my career or my life to have like an office to share with the person I call to show with.
And there is an open office now that we're not getting.
He goes, my name is Mark.
Yeah.
No pronouns.
No, there's no
He goes, my
there's
name
no
is
office.
Mark. Mark Malusis.
No, there's no office. We sit in a cubicle.
Correct.
But not together. We have our own cubicles. And then as I'm trying to figure these dates out, whose head pops literally over the cubicle.
Well, that one was on purpose.
Yeah, with his hands under his chin like he's 6 years old, Andrew Bogus.
Looking longingly at my test.
I wanted to backhand you so bad, you have no idea. I want to just get out of here.
Mission accomplished.
You are painting a picture like it's you're trying to cure cancer by figuring out what dates you're going to take off during the summer.
That's true.
It's really not that
difficult. Stressful. No, you're right about that. No, but you're right, and I want to tell you why. You are right. Because my wife said the same thing, but she understands why. No, she understands why, and I'll tell you why, because she gets it. She's been with me forever. All the years in wrestling, this is going to sound crazy. There's no sick, and there's no vacation. There really isn't. There's no forms. There's no you have to email. You just don't take off. You take off, you lose your spot.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. That's the way it is. I mean, so it's like you just I have a bunch of sick days. I'm here all the time. I grind. You guys know that. I don't take off. I work. I am a worker.
Except the 6 days on the sheet that he's taking off.
Yeah. That's a different story. Well, so
make it seven.
The whole month of December.
December's a different story.
I get it.
I started catching on how it works in December. That's what happened.
I understand.
Yeah. So I just don't. I don't need the whole newsroom, thanks to Andrew.
Well, but that should be exciting. You know, I didn't have paid vacation for 11 years. I worked 7 days a week for 3 years.
You get it. So you understand.
I understand what you're talking about.
And how was your sick days then? Like, you had sick days?
No.
Nothing. You just had to work. Yes, I mean, so you get it.
You're sick, you don't get paid.
That's what I mean.
There's no sick days. You take off, the vacation costs you double.
Yeah, now it's like...
I mean, there's no money coming in.
I'm living the life of Riley over here.
Yeah.
I can take days off. I can go on a vacation for a day or two.
So,
go to the casino with my wife, play the penny slots.
Casino's a tough subject around here right now. I want to touch upon casino.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I don't know why, but all right. Well, did I miss something?
No.
Yeah. All right, inside joke. All right,
no, it's not an inside joke.
Penny slots, bro? That's not that bad.
We got to Google something? What did we miss?
I don't know.
Mike's off.
Oh, you guys aren't thinking. Anyway, all right. Bogus, take it away.
Yeah.
Take it away. Thank you, Mark. This report is sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
You are a mock.
Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Roughly 90 minutes before the Lakers and Blazers tipped last night at Staples, Magic Johnson called over reporters and told them he's taking off Memorial Day. He's also stepping down as Lakers president after just 26 months. This was the first anyone had heard of this decision. Not even Jeannie Buss knew. An emotional Magic said the job was too restrictive. Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry blaming Anthony Davis for this.
One lost his job and the other one resigned from his job. So no, I in 31 years, I hadn't had anything that would equal this kind of fallout. No, I haven't.
New Orleans GM Dale Demps, the one that lost his job, all after the melodrama surrounding a possible Davis trade to the Lakers. On the court last night, those Lakers losing at the buzzer to the Blazers 104-101. Portland clinching home court in round one, either as number three or four. That locks the Jazz into the fifth spot. They beat Denver 118-108. The Rockets losing in OKC 112-111. They stay a half game behind those Nuggets for the two seed. In the East, only number eight left to decide. The Pistons rallying from 22 down to beat the Grizzlies 193. The Hornets stay one back with one to play with a 124-97 win in Cleveland, but the Piston win eliminates the Heat from contention. They found out while Dwayne Wade was scoring 30 in his final regular season home game, a 122-99 win over the Sixers. Dirk Nowitzki finally made it official last night. This is his final season as well. Dirk scored 30 as well in a 120-109 Mavs win over the Suns. They got 51 points from Jamal Crawford. He becomes the first player ever to score 50 for four different teams. To baseball and extra innings in Philly.
Dozier at second, Rendon at first, the 1-0. Breaking ball blasted, deep right. Will it stay fair? It's way back there, and it is gone. A three-run homer into the second deck, right down the line.
Dave Jagler, Nats Radio, fellow phenom Victor Robles tied the game with a solo shot in the ninth. Juan Soto helps him get the win, 10-6 for Washington and Philly. Gerard Dyson's pinch hit, two-run shot, bottom nine, got Arizona past Texas 5-4. And the Cards blanked the Dodgers 4-0. Mike Trout, an early exit from the Angels' 11-8 win over the Brewers. He strained his right groin running the bases. The Halos calling Trout day-to-day. Reps from the NFL and the Players Association began CBA talks yesterday. The current labor deal expires after 2020. They say they'll meet regularly in the coming months. And the NHL playoffs do begin tonight. A quintuple header, including the Islanders hosting the Penguins on Long Island?
Strong Island, it's called.
Strong Island, yes. Their other home.
Yes.
They're so good, they have two home arenas.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's true. We can't find a spot to play.
You finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll chat back with Dan Rosen from NHL.com coming up later on in the program and break down all the series as the NHL playoffs, including Taz's Islanders, get going. Action against the Penguins later on tonight. The world's best vibe for the coveted green jacket. Don't miss highlights tonight and tomorrow and full coverage Saturday and Sunday. It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters only on CBS. I guess they're giving you highlights of the par 3 competition since it's Wednesday. Is that what they're doing? There's this Thursday's copy for Thursday and Friday and then Saturday
just making
Sunday.
Sure you got
Wednesday's
it all.
Wednesday's copy
be
with the top.
Amazing.
All right. But, yeah, so you tune in tonight, and you can see all the highlights from the par 3 competition as they tee off tomorrow for real down at Augusta National. Anyway.
Pre-game.
Yes, well written. Anyway, so we get into the XFL as they will get going in 2020, Taz, as we all know. And you look at the reveal. It was revealed basically that when an XFL team scores a touchdown, I'll have a chance to go for a 1, 2, or 3-point conversion, right?
Correct.
A 1-point conversion will be from 2 yards out, 2 point from 5 yards out, a 3-point conversion from 10 yards out. There you have it in terms of, which is different.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, you know, it's thinking a little bit ahead of the game, you know, giving you a little bit of a different look than what you're accustomed to in terms of just the, you know, extra point when you're seeing from a further distance down the National Football League or trying the 2-point conversion from the 2-yard line in the NFL. So now you're going to have a chance if you score a touchdown, go for 1, 2, or 3 in the XFL, which changes things up. A
couple of things, too, that's important to point out. Well, the one thing that's important to point out about that, Moose, as you know, that 1-point play, you can't kick it. You have to go for either, you know, kick or either run the ball or throw the ball. You have a run-up offensive play. It's not a kick, the 1-point play. So for those that are wondering, is it a kick for the 1-point? No. So like Moose just laid out, right? 1-point, 2-point, 3-point play. I think it's too much. I think you do what they should have done is do a 1-point play from 2 yards like they're doing it. That's fine. You don't want to have a guy kick it. Just run an offensive play. Cool. Get rid of the 2-point 5-yard play and go with the 3-point conversion from 10 yards. So I would give teams the option either you go for a 1-point play or a 3-point play. That's how I would do it. I think it's too much. It's like, what is it, a menu? We've got three options.
If you're going to be different, why not be fully different? You know, and now you give also an opportunity for a team to get themselves back into it, where if you're down 10 points, you're conceivably, or if you're down 9 points, you're conceivably down just one score.
Well, yeah. Well, you're saying you like it with all three options, 1-point, 2-point, 3-point options?
Well, right, and you can adapt and adjust after year one, whether or not it works or not, whether or not you like it or not.
We hope they're around after year one.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the financing from Vince McMahon and how much stock that he's cashed in to keep the team or the league solvent, at least for the first 3 years, Taz. So we'll see if it's around, but hopefully it is. I look at it as if you're gonna try some things different, why not? Why not? I get the point that you're making in terms
of
it's
free plays.
No, but what it does do to me then, if I'm a team, I got an opportunity, a greater opportunity to come back in the game.
Yeah.
Two, if I'm down 9 late, I don't need 2 scores. I need 1 score.
Right.
I need a touchdown and then a 3-point conversion from 10 yards out. So what it does do is in essence makes the games a little bit more competitive late in games if a team has to get themselves back into it. So if I'm down, you know, if you play a game out, and we all know this, if you're, you know, minute and a half to go late in the game, your team's down 9, I still got an opportunity to tie the game up.
Right.
Minute and a half to go down 9, if you only have a 1 or a 2-point conversion, you know, it's probably inconceivable that you're going to get yourself back into that football game and potentially win it. Probably not your, you know, it'd be almost miraculous for you to be able to do that. You know, you maybe have a 0.05% chance of winning it at that stage. So I think you're looking at it from the XFL is, all right, I got to be different than the NFL. Everyone loves offense. I got to provide something of a different look. So if you're going to go for 3, we're going to make it extremely difficult. You've got to convert from 10 yards out, a 1 from the 2-yard line, a 2 from the 5-yard line, and a 3 from a 10-yard line. I don't mind it. You know, if you... if I'm in favor of if you're going to try something different, if you're going to try and differentiate yourself from the National Football League, then you got to really be different.
Right. Yeah, no, and I like the being innovative. I like what they're doing with that, too. I just, like I said, I just think I'd get rid of the two-point, but I get everything you're saying. It's going to be awesome to see how this thing is. I mean, because I think, you know, Vince McMahon and the XFL got very fortunate for the AAF folding, you know, because now they have an opportunity to get other players that are, you know, on the cusp of being NFL guys or former NFL guys that just couldn't stick with an NFL team for whatever reason. Now, it's like, it's not as, there's not as much thin on talent out there. There's still rich of talent to play in a secondary league. So, and with XFL and Vince McMahon, the same they're going to give you is family fun, family entertainment. They don't want anyone with a criminal history on the team. You know, of any sorts, so that could limit them a little bit. You know, John Manziel can't play there, formerly known as Johnny. John, we call him, right? John Manziel. But the thing with having all those three plays and they had a one-point conversion or a two-point conversion or a three-point conversion, I'll tell you what, your coaches better be good at math, okay, because you gotta add quick, you know, yes. Bro. Now you add another number. You're not gonna get an accountant on the sideline. Everything's gonna have an accountant.
Well, hopefully, if he's coaching your team, he can add. Right?
Well,
if
the pressure's
Zorn,
on.
Yeah, if you're Jim Zorn, you can, you know, carry the two.
Wait, if we go for the 2 point, right, and we have five, we'll have 7 points.
That'll be
right. Okay. No. That's right, Coach Zorn.
No, it's six and two is eight.
That's why I can't coach. See, I can't add.
That's the problem.
It'll be what will be interesting to see is the talent and the level of play. You know, the AAF wanted to be first, and they got their product out there. It didn't last for whatever reason. We broke that down and analyzed it when they folded up tents a week and a half ago, Taz. It'll be interesting. Vince McMahon took his time here, has been unveiling coaches as well, did a big unveiling before that of naming the cities where the XFL will have a franchise. He's certainly financing it and funding it. He wants to take one last swing at this after the initial failure and his partnership that he had with Dick Ebersole on NBC at the time. So you look at it, and it'll be interesting to see the talent level of the teams. 30 AAF players have now signed with NFL teams, which is great for them. Those guys that played in the Alliance for American Football, they've been signed to NFL contracts. I don't know how many of those contracts, obviously, or how much money is guaranteed in those deals, but they've hooked up with NFL teams. It'll be interesting to see the talent level that the XFL does have, and certainly the quarterback play. You would have to believe that they'll learn a little something about the failure from the AAF of what not to do in certain instances, Taz, and certainly Vince McMahon has got a vision. And we'll see exactly what that vision is when they unveil it in 2020.
And I'm telling you, I never said this before out here publicly or on the show. I never told anyone here. But I can't promise it, but I am going to try. I am going to try at some point this year to reach out to Vince McMahon and get him to come on this show.
That would be great.
I'm going to try. Like him personally, I'm going to try and get him on the show. Either him or Pep, one of them.
Not Pep Hamill. We don't need Pep Hamill. Or Jim Zorn. Right. Right, you're like, here's Vince McMahon. No, it's Jim Zorn. Oh, hey, Coach. That would be great. Vince would be fantastic.
I'm going to try and get Vince. I'm not kidding. Good. I could just picture Mikey B, you know, emailing. If I gave him Vince's email, oh, boy. The reply would be tremendous.
That would be funny.
Like six of Vince's assistants would reply. Security breach, everything.
You're giving me anxiety.
Dude, he would reply like this to you. How did you get my email? That's what the reply would be. Me, the reply would be, Taz, you're still alive? I thought you'd been in witness protection. That's another thing. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, yeah. So I'm going to reach out to him.
In studio?
What are you, crazy?
We'll take him on the phone.
You don't want that guy in studio.
Right.
Telling you, I don't know. He might throw something at me. You know, I'd love to have Vince in the studio, but he don't leave his castle much.
No,
except when he's getting on his jet to go to one of the Raw SmackDown shows. You know, he's not going to land a jet on a building here.
The same day Vince joins us will be the same day we get Baker Mayfield.
Well,
hello, UCLA finally has a head coach, and St. John's is in search.
I got it.
No, hopefully we get both of them. It doesn't have to be on the same day.
Who would you rather?
He's one of them.
I'd rather Vince.
That's fine. I mean, Baker's. I mean, either one. I get it. I mean, Vince would be great.
Level, this is Vince McMahon, bro.
I mean, they're different. I mean, they're just completely different. No, I
Vince never does
in terms
any
of success. I get it. I was when Chris and Mike had him on one time. I remember that interview.
Who, Vince?
Yeah.
They did?
Yes.
How'd that go?
In studio.
Oh, wow. Really?
The old spot, yes.
He hates radio. Vince.
No, he was in studio.
But I'm saying he hates radio.
He was there at the old place, Kaufman Astoria.
Was it okay?
Studios.
Was everything all right? Was there a problem? Any tension? Tensions?
No, not between Mike and Chris and Vince.
Okay.
I think Phil Mushnick called in at one point in time. They got into a screaming match. That's he cursed him out on the air. I think over that well. Or cursed at him.
That's funny.
Yeah, but overall, I thought the interview went well. First time I ever met him, was a nice guy.
Vince, a good guy. Vince, a good man.
UCLA, finally, they have their new head coach. And St. John's in the Big East in search of a new head coach. We'll get into that next. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is basketball legend Christian Laettner, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio is toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Taz, just yesterday we were talking about UCLA and their search for a new head coach. And yesterday they unveiled their new head coach, as it is going to be Mick Cronin, the Cincinnati Bearcats head coach. Leaves Cincinnati, had a lot of success there, building that program and, not building it, but taking it from where it was and continuing the success that it did have. And now he heads out to UCLA. I mean, you know, what he emphasized in Cincinnati was not a pretty bad brand of basketball.
No, hard-nosed guy.
Very defensive-minded, physical, defensive. They're going to win the street fight with you. I mean, that was kind of Bearcat basketball. So not the prettiest brand of basketball. If he keeps, I would not imagine his coaching style and his beliefs are now not all of a sudden going to change as he heads out to UCLA. But I mean, that's a precipitous drop.
Yeah.
If you're UCLA, I'm not saying Mick Cronin can't coach, but that's a strange hire, to go to Cincinnati and name Cronin. I think it's a safe hire. I think he could have success, but it's also a guy that's in the middle part of the country now going to Los Angeles that's not a national brand name, that's going to try and recruit in that area for a national program in UCLA that isn't bringing what you usually think about UCLA basketball, which is more offensive-minded basketball. Even though they were a good defensive team under Ben Howland, than the team that they're going to get right now, which is under Mick Cronin. It's a strange hire, I think.
Yeah, it kind of is. And look, as far as that UCLA program, I mean, they're not the blue blood they were many years ago. I mean,
still a name program. Though.
It is a name program, but it's not. They haven't.
No, they're not. They're not nearly where they were once. But when you think about big basketball programs, Taz, even though they haven't had success. UCLA is still one of those teams and those programs you think about because of everything that Wooden did out there.
Right. Well, no, true. I mean, what is it, like one national championship in like, what, past 20, 30, 40 years? Some crazy number like that they have. But you're right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's the history, the tradition, all the years. Cronin's going to definitely bring more of a blue-collar feel. And, you know, he is, like you laid it out perfectly, he's a tough-minded defensive guy, defensive mindset coach. I remember it was a couple of years ago. He gets crazy, like emotional, crazy wild man that little bit on the sideline. He went after the Xavier bench, if you remember. He was ready to fight all those. He's ready to fight everybody, the coach. And he's not like a giant 6'6" guy. He's not a big, huge guy, but a blue collar type guy. So it is a strange hire at UCLA, but I guess maybe they want to change the culture there. And recruiting wise, you're in a great spot right there in Southern California. And with a name like UCLA, you can pull a lot of players in from all over the country, not just the West Coast.
No, you can. I just think it's when you go from John Calipari, then to Rick Barnes,
Cronin. I see what you're saying.
I mean, and I'm not trying to insult Mick Cronin. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm just looking at it saying, wait a second. You went for a coaching search for 100 days, which was downright laughable at times, Taz, and you end up with Mick Cronin?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. He's not in that Calipari
combo. Well, let me ask you this.
If you're a
UCLA fan and you hear that news yesterday, are you dying to watch UCLA basketball? Are you running to go buy a Bruins jersey? Are you doing anything of that nature? I'm not saying he can't coach. It's not that big name, that big splashy name.
It's not the big sexy splashy name, but I look at it like, okay, we got a guy who's under 50 years old. He's going to come in here. He's got a bunch of Division I victories under 50 sure. years old. So he wins 68% of his games and built Cincinnati to be really legitimate. And if I'm a Bruins fan, we're like, okay, well, this is kind of like almost like a rebuilding program thing. I got to feel like this guy Cronin's going to be here for the long run. And in a few years, we'll get in the thick of things once we bring his recruiting classes in and play his style basketball. It's going to be a culture shock for those kids that are on that team now. Because this guy, he's different. He's different than a lot of these coaches. This guy's he's a hard-nosed guy. And, you know, for some of those kids that have been on that program, they're not gonna know what hit them. and I could see this guy coming in, and any recruits, maybe, you know, obviously the recruits that they have fixing to come in, let's say kids that are juniors, I hope he doesn't do, but I could see him maybe decommitting guys because he wants to build his own type program. And the former staff has probably got a completely different vision of what a quality UCLA Bruin is, different than what Mick Cronin's thinking.
Yeah, and you might be right. And I mean, hopefully that's not. Hopefully guys are able to.
I hope that
stay
doesn't
there,
happen.
And hopefully
yeah,
that
yeah.
does not happen. And you know, it's all speculation. He got a big bump up in payroll from 2.2 to around $4 million a year out of UCLA. I just look at it as kind of a name hire. I know names that always don't win. I get it. I just think it's a strange hire. The last thing I think about when I think about UCLA basketball is I think about Mick Cronin patrolling the side, this patrolling That's in front funny. Of the bench on the hard court there out at Westwood. That to me, it just kind of square peg round hole. But I don't think they were left with many other options, Taz, because I don't think there's any other place to go. The only guy to go, which would be a tough pill to swallow, would be Pitino.
Right. Well, he wants that St. John's job, I heard.
Right, but he would have taken the UCLA job, but he would want the St. John's job. But he'll take the St. John's job as Chris Mullin stepped down yesterday.
Right, that's right.
But he wants, the Southern District of New York to apologize to him.
I did not hear this.
No, before he would accept or go
serious?
To St. John's. You know, yeah, let me just finish what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
He wants public, the lawyer, Southern District of New York, to apologize of putting his name in that affidavit connecting him to the recruiting scandal in Louisville.
Hmm.
That he had nothing to do with it. That was other guys acting before he would take the job at St. John's, if he was even offered the job.
I thought you were going to say he wanted everybody in the Southern District of New York.
No.
Which includes us.
No.
Hey, Coach, sorry. Are we in the Southern? Where are we? The Southern District? Where is that? Where's the Southern District of New York?
We're in the Southern District.
We are. Why is Mikey B making a face like he just passed wind?
I'm sure Pitino's got a penthouse in Columbus Circle.
Does he really?
Yeah. Wow. He's got a penthouse in Columbus Circle, and he's got a house down in Star Island in South Beach.
It's be nice.
Yeah, he's very rich.
He's very rich.
Yeah. After everything went down in Louisville, he went down to Miami and just hung out down there for a long
time. That's my next step.
Before taking that job in Greece. But the other issue we have there, Taz, St. John's a Catholic university. Mm. With everything that transpired in Louisville, put the Italian restaurant to the prostitutes at the basketball dorms, the basketball house, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. He's not getting the St. John's job. I mean, he's not. I mean, you know, that's just not happening.
I know what you're saying.
For a Catholic university, they're not hiring.
Well, St. John's wants to win in sport. I mean, a lot of these Catholic universities, let's be honest, they're not exactly St. Patrick's Cathedral here.
I'm not saying that. They're not hiring. They're not. I'd be absolutely surprised. From my understanding, I'd be stunned if Pitino ever got that job. I'm not telling you he wouldn't be successful.
I can't remember the other name who was up for him.
Bobby Hurley.
Hurley.
Bobby Hurley from Arizona State, right. Because the connection there is a Duke guy is now the athletic director of St. John's. Right? And Mullen was asking for a contract extension, even though his number one recruiter left for Nebraska to join the Cornhuskers staff. he wanted a contract extension from St. John's, got rebuffed on that. Then the relationship failed. He ends up leaving. So the main guy that they want is Bobby Hurley, who they're going to need somebody. And reportedly, Mike Rapoli, who's a St. John's grad, who founded Vitamin Water. Mike, and he also owns Thoroughbred Racing, a Thoroughbred Horses, and runs them on the NYRA circuit. But Mike Rapoli, a billionaire, is going to buy out, if they're able to get Hurley, buy out Hurley's contract, or buy out, use the buyout clause out in Arizona State to get him out from that deal to get him to St. John's.
Do you know Mike Rapoli personally?
I've met him on a couple of occasions.
Maybe you can get him to buy video for us for this show.
That'd be nice.
Oh.
That'd be nice. He's a nice guy. He is a nice guy. He'd like, would
never
be
let
my,
go.
He'd be like this, what's my return on investment?
Really? Well, not much, sir, but we'll put you over on the radio.
No. We'll put Vitamin Water on the video.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It.
It'll be like,
all
there
right.
There
you go.
And we'll drink it.
We got the three. Comes your way next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.